Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the odd, occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening, we're featuring works by Mendelssohn, Reger, Bach, and many others besides. Having opened with our usual few bars of Bach's great G minor Fantasia, we return to Bach for his staccato in D minor. No, not that one, the BWV 538, the Dorian Toccata. This was written at Weimar somewhere between 1708 and 1717, and bears no key signature, suggesting it was written with the Dorian mode in mind. Although the piece shares its name with a much more well-known toccata and fugue in D minor, the Dorian is generally considered to be the much superior piece.
Thank you.
Simon Preston there at the organ of Sorrow Abbey in Denmark with Bach's Dorian Toccata in D minor. Johannes Brahms was born in Hamburg in 1833 and was best known as a composer and pianist. With Bach and Beethoven, he's sometimes referred to as one of the three B's of music. His composition for organ was limited, with the 11 chorale preludes probably being the best known. They were written in 1896, the year before his death. Here we have his prelude from the Prelude and Fugue for Organ, Opus 16, number 3, probably from some years earlier, maybe around 1853. Anders Eidstendahl at the organ of Bragelands Church Drammen in Norway with Brahms's prelude from the Prelude and Fugue for Organ, Opus 16, number 3. Edward Elgar was perhaps one of the best-loved English composers of the Victorian and Edwardian era. His output included an extensive catalogue of orchestral, choral and chamber music, as well as such tours de force as his cello concerto and the Pomp and Circumstance marches. Although he wrote a few pieces for organ, the Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 was not one of them. It needs little introduction, as it's widely performed, notably in the Albert Hall, at the last night of the proms. The words by A.C. Benson were fitted to the tune after King Edward VII suggested that he felt the tune would make a great song.
Thank you.
David Briggs there at the organ of Gloucester Cathedral with Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1. Pietro Alessandro Jon, 1886 to 1943, was an Italian-born organist and composer who made his career in the United States. Jon was born in Settimo Vittone in Piedmont, Italy, and studied at the conservatories of both Milan and Turin, also attending the Accademia di Santa Cecilia in Rome. He served for a time as an organist at the Vatican and at the Royal Church in Rome before relocating to America in 1907. He wrote many pieces for piano, organ and orchestra, but his Humoresque and his Toccatina for flute are among his best known. We're hearing the latter of those now. Colin Walsh at the organ of Lincoln Cathedral with Pietro Jon's Toccatina for the flutes. Felix Mendelssohn was a German pianist and organist born in 1809. His compositions are generally regarded as conservative in nature when compared to contemporaries like Liszt, Wagner and Berlioz, but he was well received in the UK and premiered a number of his works here during a number of visits. Mendelssohn's principal works for organ are the Three Preludes and Fugues, Opus 37, and the Six Sonatas, Opus 65. Here we have the opening movement of the third sonata in A major.
Thank you.
Jonathan Dimmock at the organ of the Kloster of Liebenau, Ravensburg in Bavaria, with Mendelssohn's Organ Sonata No. 3 in A Major, the opening movement, Opus 65, written in 1845. Something a little different now, some music for organ and violin, which I must admit I'd not come across before I was doing the research for this programme. Sergei Rachmaninoff was a Russian composer who lived between 1873 and 1943, and he's famed for his music for the piano. His four piano concertos are amongst the most famous orchestral works and are widely performed. Vocalize, composed and published in 1915 as the last of his 14 songs, or 14 romances, Opus 34, was written for high voice, soprano or tenor, with piano accompaniment. It contains no words, but is sung using any one vowel of the singer's choosing. It was dedicated to soprano Antonina Nezdavanova. Here we have a transcription for violin and organ.
Thank you.
Rachel Goff and Rupert Goff there with Vocalize by Rachmaninoff from 1915. Max Reger was a German composer of the late 19th century. He was a concert pianist and became a professor at the Royal Conservatory in Leipzig. His keyboard works are thought to have been influenced by the likes of Liszt and Wagner, but with the complex counterpoint of Bach. His Fantasia and Fugue in C minor was written in 1898, probably after Reger had moved back to his parents' home in Brand, Bavaria, before he moved to Munich in 1901. David Good there at the organ of Bath Abbey with Reger's Fantasia in C minor, opus 29 from 1898. Something a little lighter now. Jeremiah Clarke lived between 1674 and 1707, and he was an English Baroque composer and organist, best remembered for his Trumpet Voluntary, a popular piece often played at weddings. He was the first organist of the newly rebuilt St. Paul's Cathedral. It may be a popular piece, but not with me. I've played it often enough at weddings for it to become another bit of a drudgery. But let's have it anyway. Kelevi Kiniemi with Jeremiah Clarke's Trumpet Voluntary on an unspecified instrument there. Olivier Messiaen was a French composer of the 20th century. He wrote works for piano, chamber ensembles and orchestra, as well as for the organ. He entered the Paris Conservatoire in 1919 at the age of 11 and studied under such illustrious names as Ducasse, Vidor and Dupré. He was appointed organist at the Église de la Sainte-Trinité, Paris, in 1931. Position he held until his death 61 years later. Livre du Saint-Sacrement No. 3 was part of a major collection of organ pieces published in 1984.
Thank you.
That was Paul Jacobs there, the Church of St. Mary the Virgin in New York, with Olivier Messiaen's Livre de Saint Sacrement, number 3, Le Dieu Caché, the Hidden God. That's almost all we've got time for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. We're going to finish tonight with Oscar Lindbergh, who was a Swedish composer who lived between 1887 and 1955. He was a church musician, teacher and professor. We're going to hear his Marcia Elgesia from the Organ Sonata in G minor, opus 23, played here at the Maria Magdalena Church in Stockholm.